Tonight, something nice. Okay, back to our subject. So we're going to do Chazara from the beginning of the parak, and we're going to try and put the accelerator on. As normal, we're going to try and do it a little bit quickly. If I'm going too fast, you stop me. Ketzad mevorachin al ha-peirus. The word ketzad, if you remember, bothered Tosfos greatly. Ketzad means, how do you make a bracha? Excuse me, don't you first have to tell me that you have to make a bracha? And then you can go about telling me how you actually do it. So Tosfos explain, no, it's referring either to previous sugyas, which clearly showed us you have to make a bracha, or because the Gemara at the end of the day said it's a svara. It's a svara, you can't have a hanah without a bracha, and therefore I don't really need to establish that Moirav Rabbeisa, you have to make a bracha. And now, how do you do it? Obviously you have to make a bracha, it's a logic. Ketzad mevorachim al peirois ha'ilon. So ketzad mevorachim al peirois, we now understand better, because as we've seen in this sugya, there's peirois ha'ilon and peirois ha'adama. So when we translate into English peirois fruits, that's either very inaccurate, or, to be fair, it is accurate, but fruits don't necessarily mean an apple and an orange. Peiros ha'adama is also considered peiros. That's what the Mishnah says. Al peiros ha'ilon, oimer borei pri ha'eitz, chutz min ha'yayin. Besides for yayin, sh'al ha'yayin, oimer borei pri ha'gofen, for reasons that we discussed in the Gemara, because of its chashivus. The question exactly was, what was the chashivus? But we'll discuss that in a moment. Al peiros ha'aretz, oimer borei pri ha'adama, chutz min ha'pas, sh'al ha'pas, oimer ha'mitzi lechem min ha'aretz, as we have not really discussed. The Gemara will do at a later stage. V'ala yirokos on vegetables, oimer borei pri ha'adama, Rabbi Yehuda oimer borei minei deshoim, which is also something we will come back to Be'ez Hashem at a much later stage. Says the Gemara, mino hanamili. So how do you in fact know that one makes brachas the Tana Rabbanon? Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. Kodesh Hilulim Lashem was a posse that was written with regard to Ravai. Netzer Ravai, and it says Hilulim. Hilulim is Loshen Rabim, therefore it gives us license to make a double drosha. Malamid Shetunim Brocha Lifnehem Ula Achrehem. Because Hilulim is a Loshen of Halel, praising or thanking, and therefore if it's written in the plural, we have a double drosha, Brocha Lifnei and a Brocha Achrei. Now remember, Brocha Achrei for the moment is not really our subject. We haven't mentioned that in the Mishnah. The reason why the Gemara mentions over here is because at least the bracha lifnei is a very much our subject. It is also for a person to taste anything kodem shi'avorech before you first make a bracha. Says the Gemara, "Hai kodesh shilulim," quote unquote. Those two words, kodesh shilulim, lahochi hu da'asa? Question mark. Is it really coming to teach us this principle of brachas before and afterwards? Surely, hi mi boyale, surely we require it for something else. Chad, number one, two drashas, but they're both booked up. Why? Chad, omar achmona, achle, v'hodar achle. Sounds a bit of a tongue twister, but we said the ches and the hey are interchangeable. So what does achle, v'hodar achle mean? Right, so in other words, that's the drasha of the Gemara. Achle v'hada achle. In order to be able to eat it first, you have to be mechalal it. And that's what it means. Hilulim from a lashon of chiluk. Achle v'hada achle. So for that's one drasha booked up. V'idach, dovar ha-ta'un shira, ta'un chilul. The other drasha is a play on the word, as it were, from hilulim, which is halel. So something that requires halel, which is shira, that needs a chilul. V'she'enoi ta'on shira, enoi ta'on chilul. What is that? Okud Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Yom Rabbi Yonasan. Domar Rav Shmuel ben Nachmeni Yom Rabbi Yonasan minayin. How do I know she'en oimrim shira? In other words, in the Beis Hamikdash. Elo al ha-yayin. She'nemar, it's a posuk in Shoftim, v'atayim Elohim, ha-gefen nechdalti es tiroshi ha-masameach Elohikim. Va'anoshim yayin is, as it were, mesameach both Hakadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol and also us. Im anoshim mesameach, if it is misameach people, that I understand that. So it's a very practical way. You drink wine, you become merry. Elokim, b'ma misameach. How indeed is it misameach? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The answer is, mikan she'ein omrim shira, ela layayin. For when you bring yayin, in other words, the nesochim. In the Beis HaMikdash, there is a shira, and that kaviyachol is misameach l'rabbeinu shalelem. So what am I singing shira on? Not on any other karbonos, but specifically on the yayin, and that's learned from Kodesh Hilulim. And that's what, I learned from the Pasuk in Shoftim that the Shira ala Yayin. And then I get back to our Pasuk and say, well, if Yayin is something that goes together with Shira, then Yayin is the only item that you have Revai on. In other words, Kerem Revai. Kerem Revai. So either way, both drushas are booked up. How can you tell me that I learn bracha lefuneho and bracha lachareho? I need the two drushas. One to teach me achle vada achle, and the second drusha that tell me that revai refers to yayin. So both drushas are booked up. Says the Gemara, one moment. Honi chelamanda toni neta revai. It's true, according to the opinion that neta revai, then what? Then we'll be okay. Why will it be okay? Because netar ravai means that what does ravai refer to? When does it apply? Not just to yayin, but to any plantation. So then at least one of the droshes will become freed up. Our difficulty is only, as the Gemara says, el olaman detoni kerem ravai. But if you learn kerem ravai, then you're going to be in stuck. Ma'ekelemema de'itzma, because it's a machlekes. Rav Chiyuv, Rav Shimon, Berevi, Chad Toni, Kerem, Revai, Vachad Toni, Netar Revai, and therefore, it is an established machlokes, without getting involved for the moment, who we pasken like, it doesn't matter. It is a machlokes, Netar or Kerem. So if you hold Kerem Revai, what does that mean, Kerem Revai, that Revai only refers to
wine.
The wine? Where will that be learned from? Ultimately, from our apostle, Kodesh Hilulim, therefore that drosha is booked up as well. According to the Manda Oma, Netar Revai, then at least that drosha will be freed up. So that's what the Gemara is asking. Both droshas are taken up, at least according to the opinion of Kerem Revai. Says the Gemara, one second. Ulamam de Toni Kerem Revai, even according to the opinion of Kerem Revai, Kerem meaning Yain, I still might be half okay. Why? Because Honi Chayalef Gzeira Shava. There is actually another limud which could be the source for the halacha that we mentioned before, that Revai only refers to Yayin. At the moment, what have we said? How do we know that Revai only refers to Yayin? The answer is from the word Kodesh Hilulim. Hilulim, Halel, Yayin. So when is it Kodesh? When it's Yayin. But to be honest, there could be another source. And what is that? From the Gzeira Shava. Titania Rabbi Yemenema kan lohoisif lochem tvuase. Venema lalon vtvuasa kerem. Mal halon kerem, afkan kerem. So there is another Gzeira Shava that tells me that what? That because it says tvua with regard to Revai, it also says tvua elsewhere in a posuk that discusses the kerem. Therefore, the tvua with regard to Revai also refers to the kerem. Now, if you learn with like that, then what happens, says the Gemara? Ayater lei, then you will have one spare, chad, one of them, hilul, lebrocha. Again, we said that both droshes are booked up. What are they booked up for? One of them, achle v'hoda ochle. And that, we haven't come back to that shver. The other one, to teach me yayin. Now, that is a little bit dubious. Firstly, there's an opinion that says it's not only yayin. But even according to the opinion that says it is Yayin, it's not necessarily learned from this pasuk. It could be learned from the Gzeira Shavah, which would therefore, to be honest, free up one of the droshes. But if you learn Kerem Revai and it's learned from our pasuk, then both droshes are gone. So for this second drosha is a bit of a question mark. But the first one is definitely gone. Achle vada achle. And therefore, says the Gemara, V'ilo Yalef Gzeira Shava. But if I do not learn the Gzeira Shava, and rather, what is the source to teach me Kerem Revai? The source is going to be from our Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim, then I'm completely stuck. I have no source to teach me Brachas. And Bracha Minoli. So I'm back to square one. I cannot learn from this Pasuk anything about Brachas, because both droshes are booked up. Says the Gemara, v'im nami yalef gzeir shova. And even if I do learn gzeir shova, so how many droshes are free? Only one. So I'm not completely out of the woods. Ashkecha la'acharov b'seves. Then you can use one of them to teach me the bracha afterwards, which is always the more logical of the two. But the fun of minayin. But I'm still in the dark. I don't have a source to teach me that I make a bracha lefonov as well. Because if I only have one drasha, what will I use it for? La'acharov or lefonov?
La'acharov.
Right. Well, that Rashi said, because you see, like in Birkas Hamazon. So the Gemara, no, that's not so problematic. Holoi kashya, ta'asav kibukor kal v'chayma. Because you can learn it from a kal v'chayma. I.e., kashas u'stava, if already when you are satisfied mvarech, kashahu ra'iv le'kol shekein. Then obviously when you're hungry. Now that kal v'chayma is a little bit tricky, because logically you could have said the exact opposite. Logically, you might indeed say to me that, one second, where is it more understandable you should say a bracha, before or afterwards? Yeah. So the Gemara says that it makes more sense before. But logic would dictate maybe afterwards. In other words, you hardly thank for something that I haven't benefited from. If I've eaten my meal and I've benefited from it, I'm satiated, it makes a lot of sense. It was wonderful. But to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the food that I haven't yet eaten, who says? And yet the Gemara is turning it on its head. The Gemara says, no, it's the exact opposite. But if I make a bracha afterwards, kol shekein before. How do you know it's a kol shekein? Bit of a chiddush. We'll see it's a Gemara later on. Okay. Says the Gemara, okay, ashkechon kerem. Remember where we're going. At the end of the day, this pasuk is talking about what? According to one opinion, it's talking about kerem, which means I only actually have a source for brachas. Wine, so I know you're going to make a bracha before and after on wine, but shar minin, minayin. How do I know other minin? So, of course, whenever we have a discussion like this, the first option will be a binyanav. What does a binyanav mean? I'll compare, I'll contrast, I'll say, listen, just like yayin, why can't I safely assume that so too all other species as well? Why not? Says the Gemara, okay, the yalif mi kerem. I learn from kerem. Ma kerem dovo shenehene. Kerem is something that you benefit from. And what is halacha v'ta'un brocha? Is af kol. So to everything, any type of food, shenehene ta'un brocha. So for that could be my general limud. And if I don't need a specific pasuk to teach me other minim, because rather I'll just say, if it's true with regard to kerem, then it's true with regard to everything else as well. Says the Gemara, it's not true. Mal kerem shekein chayev v'oil elois. I know that kerem is unique. How is kerem unique? That it has the halacha of oil elois. And if it has the chumra of oil elois, maybe that's why there's a chiyuv of brachas as well. No. Komo teichiyach. What's komo? Lechem. Lechem, there is no din of oil elois, and yet there is still halacha of brachas. You see that oil elois is totally irrelevant. I say, no, mala koma, koma has a different chumra going for it. Shekein chayeves b'chalo. Because lechem is chayev in chalo. So for pas, lechem has its chumra. So for each one has its chumra. Okay, but kerem yechiyach, I'll go back to kerem, and I'll prove to you from kerem that what? That chalo is irrelevant. V'chozar hadin, and the din just goes backwards and forwards, it's a whole tennis match. Loyri izeh kari izeh, v'loyri izeh kari izeh, hatzad hashova shebehen. What does it mean, loyri izeh kari izeh? Neither one has the properties of the other. One of them happens to have a chumra of chala, one of them happens to have a chumra of oilolois, but each one obviously is not the all-important factor, because I see that the other one doesn't have it. So let's look at the common denominator. Hatzad hashova shebehen, dovo shenehene, v'tohon brocha. At the end of the day, it's something that you have anah from, and it requires a brocha. Af kol dovo shenene tohon brocha. Therefore, that become my general principle. That how many teachers do I have here? Two teachers. Kerem and komo, lechem. So each one on its own right can't be a good teacher. Because maybe there's a chumra which makes it, sets it apart. But if I put the two together, between the two, Kerem and Koma, I'm going to emerge with a general principle that what? Any food that you benefit from, you make a bracha. So the Gemara, no, that's also unacceptable. You know what's unique to Pas and Kerem? They both have a tzad mizbeach. They both have some connection to mizbeach. What about an apple? An apple, banana, never goes on mizbeach. So even though challah and oilalois are irrelevant, because each one disproves that theory, but there is a common chumrah, which is tzad mizbeach. Says the Gemara, okay, even if that would be true, but osi nami zayis is for tzad mizbeach. Zayis and olive also has a tzad mizbeach. Why? Because the shemen. Therefore, even if you're going to insist that it's only those foods that have a tzad mizbeach that can make a brocha, and you can't learn your apple, and you can't learn your orange, and you can't learn your potatoes, I wouldn't be able to learn Zayis, because Zayis does have a tzad mizbeach. Says the Gemara, why would I even need that? The Zayis mitzad mizbeach, osi, that's where I've got to bring it from, the tzad mizbeach. For behed yiksiv be, it says mefurosh kerem, tiksiv ayivar migodesh v'at komo v'at kerem Zayis. So I see clearly that a Zayis is called a kerem, and we've already established that a kerem you make a bracha, so obviously that includes a Zayis. Omar Papa, no, kerem, Zayis, ikri, kerem, but stoma lo ikri. It's true, if you call the Zayis the kerem Zayis, then you can call it kerem. But generally, stoma, what's the Zayis called? Zayis. Therefore, you can't learn it from the word kerem, I'd learn it from the word tzad mizbeach. But either way, we're not really much better off. Because what is the bottom line at this stage of the game? All I've got on the table is koma, which is lechem. I've also got kerem, which is yayin. But don't tell me that that therefore presents me a general principle that you make a bracha on foods, because I'll say, who says it's a general principle? Maybe it's only true in these two, which have the common denominator of tzad. Says the Gemara, Mikol, Mokka, and Kasha. So at the end of the day, I still have a difficulty, which is Mala Tzadashava Shebehen Shekein Yesh Behen Tzad Mizbeach. But you have no right to prove that I make a bracha on other foods, even when there's no Tzad Mizbeach. Says the Gemara, Hello, Ziyalef Lo Mishiva Saminim. Rather, I learn it from Shiva Saminim. Ma Shiva Saminim, Dova Shanana, Vitoon Bracha. I've called Dova Shanana, Vitoon Bracha. So that'll become my general principle. One second. Ma Shiva Saminim, Shekin Chayobim, the Bikurim. Shiva Saminim have another exception, which is Bikurim. But my orange, which is no Bikurim, Harana Mika Bracha. Void, like you said before, Hotinach La'acharov, Lafon of Minayin. No, that's not so problematic. Holoi Kashia, Tosi B'Kal V'Chayman. As we said before, Kashu Soveya Mavarech. If you make a bracha when you're satisfied, then Kashu Rav Le'Kol Shekein. But that's not the end of the world. But what is the end of the world is I can only learn something which is Chayav Bikurim, but I can't learn other things from that. Says the Gemara, Laman Dutani Neta Ravai. Even Netar Ravai is also not great. Because our Tinach, that's all fine and well called Dov and Atiya. Anything which is a bar and Atiya, which is planted. What about some Delabra and Atiya? Then Bosco Bates and the dog, meat, fish and egg, you don't plant. Minole. Huge question mark. Take a deep breath. So at this stage of the game, we are rather stuck. If you hold Kerem Ravai, then all I've got to source to make brachas is on a kerem. Maybe pas, maybe shiras aminim, but that's basically as far as it gets. I can't learn from pas, I can't learn from shiras aminim, I can't learn from kerem to make a general principle, so I'm stuck. And even if you're old netar ravai, I'm also not that much better off. Why not? Because I can only learn netar ravai, those things that are planted, they're a baronetia. But where's the source you make a bracha on? Meat, fish, and eggs. So therefore, says the Gemara, it's highly unsatisfactory. Either way you look, it doesn't really make a difference. Whether you learn kerem ravai or netar ravai, it's just a question of how difficult this issue is. But either way, it's difficult. Either way, it doesn't really make sense. We don't actually have an all-encompassing source to tell me you make a bracha on every
single food as a general principle.
Where did you get the general principle from? If you hold netar ravai, it's also not a general principle. Why is it not general?
Something was not planted.
Because then it was planted, it was not planted. It's not general. It's true, it's slightly more expansive than keren, but it's not general. And if you hold netar ravai, you're even more stuck. What are you going to learn to do? Is keren, maybe pas, shiva saminim. Where are you going to learn anything else? Even something that's planted, you can't even learn from. So therefore, this whole kodesh ilulim, shtikl teru, lachera, just falls away. We don't really have a source. We've tried everything. Says the Gemara, when all else fails, Ella, Sara, you're right, don't need a posuk. We don't need a posuk. If you look at the bottom Tosfos, the very, very bottom Tosfos, last one on the page, what does Tosfos say? That the posuk that we mentioned before must therefore just be an asmachta. The Gemara in the beginning thought that it's a limud gomor. What does limud gomor mean? It's a real drasha. That's how we had a whole amud proving this way, backwards, forwards. It turns out it's just a svara. Oh, it's a svara, so why did you ever bring me a posuk in the first place? It's just an asmachta. It's not a limud gomor. Asmachta means the Chazal really derived it based on logic, and they, as we've seen in many places, they attached it, as it were, asmachta from the word toimich, to lean. They leaned on a posuk, but they didn't derive it from a posuk. If you derive it from a posuk, then the drosha has to be 1000% conclusive. It has to be without any kashas. The answer is, yeah, it's not airtight. I can't learn it from a pasuk. It's all based on svara. The pasuk was just an svara. What is the svara? Says the Gemara, "Asta leila adam sheyenim in ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha." Logic dictates you cannot benefit from this world without making a bracha. Why? As we're going to see in a minute. Either it's meila. That's what the Gemara says in the very next line. It's on Rabbanon. "Asta leila adam sheyenim in ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha." "Mechalanenim in ha'olam hazeh b'lei bracha." Mo'al. What does mo'al mean? Mi'ila. Why does it say the word mo'al in the Torah? As we said, it says, Be'ishos Taita, mo'al. She profaned. She was disloyal to her husband. Therefore says the Gemara, that what? Logic dictates. Everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all kodesh. You have no right. Using it at all without a bracha. My takante, so what is the takana? Yelech eitzel chacham, you should go to a chacham and he will teach you what you're supposed to do. What is that supposed to mean? Yelech eitzel chacham? I'm going to go to a chacham. My ovid lei, what's he going to do for you? I'm going to go to the chacham, I'm going to tell him, I just ate my orange without a bracha. Okay. It's too late, in malasot, as they say. Says the Gemara, ha'ovid lei yisura. He's ready in Ovid de Issa, it's too late. Ella, Omarova, you're right. Marava, go to Talmud Chacham before it's too late. Yelech Eitzel Chacham Meikara. Not after the event. Everybody should make it their business to go to a Talmud Chacham to learn Hilchas Brachas. Vilandenu Brachas. Kadeshu Layovi, Lidei Meila. As we think we mentioned first time round, what do you mean? We have to go to a Talmud Chacham to learn all halachas. But specifically brachas, which surrounds us every single day of our lives, without exception, more than once a day, 50 times a day. Every time we eat any food, we need to know what to do with brachas. Therefore, there's a specific instruction, make it your business to go to a Talmud Chacham and learn the halachas. Omer Avi Yudah Shmuel, second bottom line. Kol ha'nenem eloinu azeh b'lei bracha kilu nenem mikotshei shamayim. What does that mean? You're benefiting from kotshei shamayim? Like we said before, it's ne'ila. Why? Shenema, it says on the one hand, Lashem, ha'oretz v'mloyah. Who owns the land? Lashem. All belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Levi, Rami, Ksiv. Rabbi Levi asked the following contradiction. Ksiv, it says on the one hand, Lashem ha'aretz v'mloyah. Now who owns the land, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And yet the Ksiv, Hashemayim, Shemayim, Lashem. Pava ha'aretz, belongs to man. So who does it belong to? Hashem or man? Loikasha. Kan koidem bracha. If it's before the bracha, then belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't touch. It's kodshim. Kanachar abrocha now belongs to man. Omer b'chanina b'apotla, a slightly different take on it. Kol hanene min oil mazeh b'lei brocha, kilu goyzeh l'akadosh baruch hu. You're stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are you stealing? So we would have learned it means you're stealing the food. Rashi says, no, it means you're stealing the bracha. You are stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Knesset Yisrael. You are stealing from Knesset Yisrael. What does that mean, you're stealing from Knesset Yisrael? Shenema, Goizel Oviv, Ve'imoy Ve'omer, Ein Pesha Chover, Hu Le'ish Mashfis. What does that mean? Ve'ein Oviv, who's the father being referred to in this pasuk? El HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shenema, Halayhu Avicha. Who is the mother over here? The Knesset Yisrael. Who's your mother? Klal Yisrael. My chaver hu leish mashkis. Amar b'chanin ma'papa chaver hu liyirovam ben nevod. You become partners if you don't make a bracha. You become partners to Yerovam ben nevod. Shehishkoses Yisrael. Avim shemashmaim. He is the one who destroyed Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, if you don't make brachas, you're doing the same. Why is that? Because as Rashi explains, if you don't make brachas, then people will follow suit and do the same as you. Therefore, it turns out, if you don't make a bracha, you're causing other people to sin as well, which is exactly what Yerovam ben Nevat did as well. El Chanina ba Papa Ramiksev Lokachti Dagoni Bit. I'm sure everybody noticed this was last week's Haftarah on Shabbos morning. It says Lokachti Dagoni Bit. What's Dagoni? Migraine. Who's it talking about? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet the Ksiva Safta Dagonecha, your grain. So whose grain is it? Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's grain? Or is it our grain? Loikashia kambiz manche Yisrael oist in Ritzayne Shal Mokim and kambiz manche ein Yisrael oist in Ritzayne Shal Mokim. If they're doing the Rotz Makadosh Baruch Hu, then what? Then it becomes their grain. But if not, Makadosh Baruch Hu's. Tan Rabbanon va'osafta deganecha. As we just mentioned in Shema, Mat Talodim. What is this coming to teach me? Lefish shenema lo yomosh sefer atayra hazem epicha. It says that you should not leave Torah from your mouth at all. Yochel Dvarim Kichsavon. So I would have thought that Dvarim Kichsavon, what does it mean, Dvarim Kichsavon? As they are written, take it literally. You've got to be involved in Torah learning until you drop 24/7. That's why I have another apostle, Talmud Loimar. No. Vasafta Degonecho, Hanheg Bohem, Minig Derech Eretz. You've got to conduct yourself with the way of the land, which is another way of saying, you've got to work, you've got to seek a source of income for an asa. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yochai said, how can you suggest such a thing? Efshe Odom Choyreish B'Shaz Charisha, V'Zeireya B'Shaz Zriya, V'Koytze B'Shaz Ktsira, V'Dosh B'Shaz Disha, V'Zeir B'Shaz Haruach, Toira Ma Tehei Olehom. How can you be? How can you possibly suggest you should be involved working the land? If you work the land, and you plow the land, and you reap the land, and you thresh the land, etc., etc., then what's going to be with Torah? Can't be. Elo bizman shi'israel eisin etzein eshel mokoyim. When you're doing the rotz makadosh baruch hu, then melachton nasis alidei achirim. Then your work gets done through others, and therefore you can really stick to Torah 24/7. I've got to live. After parnasa, you will have. You don't have to work. Somebody else will do the work for you. Sheinema va'omdu zorim v'rol seinchem. It says other people will come and they'll shepherd your sheep. However, bizman she'ein Yisrael oisim retzayin yishol mokoyim. Then, I'm sorry to tell you, melachto nasis aledei atzmon. Then, you indeed will jolly well have to work hard for your own parnasa. Sheinema va'osafta degonecho. Then you'll have to gather your own grain. V'loyoy, not only that, not only will other people not be working for you, but you'll be working for other people. So you'll have to work to support your own income and also for others. And you'll be serving your enemies. So this is the way, this is an enormous, enormous, enormous machlekas, as I think we discussed at length last time. The most important Gemara in the whole of Shas, how are we supposed to be spending our lives? Unbelievable. This is the Gemara. You want to open my diary, Thursday morning. Gimel Sivan. What am I supposed to be doing? Lamati Amar Beis. That's what the Gemara is telling me. But on the one hand, what have I got to do? According to the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, it can't be that Torah is Layomish Sefer Torah because I've got to support myself. Shimon Yizchai says, Chas v'shalom, if you're really doing what you're supposed to be doing, other people will support you. But if you're not, then you'll be spending your time working for yourself, for others. If you remember, we discussed the Marshoah at great length last time, because it says, V'osafta d'gonecho, when will you be working in the field when you're not doing Ritzeinu Shel Mokim? What do you mean? That very parasha begins with the words, V'hoyo im Shemoya, which clearly says, you are doing the Ritzeinu Shel Mokim, so what's going on? So the Marshoah says, you are, but not completely. Because remember it says, V'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, but you're not actually loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the full with Mayadeichem as well, with your money. Because in the first parasha of Kriya Shema, what does it say? V'chol Hashem v'kech v'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem v'chol mayadeichem. That's the full Ava. Second paragraph, it says, V'shema yatishmo v'soyis Hashem, and it says, V'after yirav HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem. Oh, what happened to Mayadeichem? Oh, money's so important to you. Money is so important to you, you're not prepared to give it up to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Fine, if money is so important to you, then go out and earn it. That's what a Kodesh Baruch Hu says. That's the middle kenegan midas amar shalom. Says the Gemara, Omar Abaya, Harba also Rabbi Shmuel, but also be Yodon. Many people did like Rabbi Shmuel, and it worked out for them. Also be Yodon. Rabbi Shimon Yechai, even though also be Yodon. This, I think, we also discussed last time. And we said that really the Gemara is in fact teaching us that what? That for the masses, what is indeed the correct approach? The correct approach is like Rabbi Shmuel, because we're not, the average person at least is not holding on the Madrega of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. If you're holding Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, remember Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was in the cave for 12 years. He comes out, sees somebody working the land. He looks at him, he burns him to a crisp. He says, what's this guy wasting his time for? So what's the Kodesh Baruch Hu say? Go back in the cave. In other words, you're right. Of course, that's the ideal, but most people are not holding on the level of an ideal. If you're not holding on the level of an ideal, therefore, most people, the correct Seder HaYom for them is Torah together with Parnassah. If you're on an ideal level, that's Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Omele Rav LeRabbanon, B'matus Lo Minaychu B'Yom Nisan V'Yom Tishri. If ever you're around in Nisan and Tishri, which is the main times in the field that you're working, don't come to the Beis HaMedrash. Why? Normally you shouldn't be busy with Mizoinos the whole year. In other words, don't come and learn then. What should you be doing then?
Working.
You support yourself, and then the rest of the year you'll be able to learn Torah. Omer Rabba Chana. Now this is, I think, the most appropriate introduction to Shavuos. From Nachum, you said you wanted some Shavuos discussion. This is it. This is the Shavuos discussion. Omer Rabba Chana, Reichem Shem Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, Boy or Rei Sheloi Kederes Harishoyinim Deres Achreinim. Not like the first generations of the last generations. That's what we call Yiridus Adairus. They made their Torah keva. What does keva mean? Fixed. Umelachton arai. And what happened? Zu vezu niskaimu biyodon. They were successful in both. But deiros achreinim sheosu melachton keva. That became their fixed part of the day. For teirason arai, zu vezu loy niskaimu biyodon. They were unsuccessful in both. This, I think, is the most appropriate introduction to Shavuos. The Gemara does not mention the amount of hours you're doing Torah or you're doing Malacha. The Gemara talks about which one is Keva and which one is Arai. Doesn't say that the Deiros HaRishonim learned more than they worked. I've no idea how much they learned. I've no idea. Just says one was Keva, one was Arai. Keva, the difference in Keva and Arai is both in practice and also in mindset. In practice, it means which one is fixed, which one are you prepared to do away with when you're very busy? I'm preoccupied with something, emergency has come up, so what are you going to give up on? Torah or Parnasa? Which one are you going to give up on? Which one is less important to you? Which one is in fact not the Keva? That's what Keva and Arai means. Not necessarily the amount of hours you're learning Torah Akdeshim. Rather, which one is Kavua, fixed, non-negotiable? Remember the famous Moshel of the Chofetz Chaim? Chofetz Chaim said that when you're learning, you're like the store owner. Remember the story of the store owner? His wife comes up and says, quickly, there's some agents, there's some potential customers waiting outside. Why don't you come and do business with them? He says, I'm learning the Bais HaMedrash. He says, yeah, but you're going to lose big money. So he said, I don't understand. After I'm dead, 120, I'll be in the grave. What are you going to do? Knock on the grave. He said, quickly, there's some clients there. Nothing I can do about it. So too, when I'm learning, as far as you're concerned, I'm dead. Non-negotiable, finished, non-movable. That's what Keva and Arai means. Keva, which one is Kavua? Simply put, in a very practical way. But it's also a mindset. Keva and Arai, what does Arai mean? Temporary, less important. In other words, it's not just which one do I not give up on. Of course, that is a manifestation of it. It's my whole outlook. Again, it doesn't necessarily depend on the amount of hours learning. Unfortunately, you can have somebody who's learning more hours a day than somebody who's learning less, and yet Torah is not necessarily keva by him. He's learning because that's what he does. But it's not because it's central to his life. There's no centrality of Torah in his life necessarily, even though he might be involved in it many hours a day. Whereas somebody who works hard all day, but when he comes in the evening or the morning or whatever it is, he learns his half hour or 2 hours, whatever it is, and it's, like we said, non-negotiable. That's not just in a practical way, that shows a completely different outlook towards Torah. That's our life. That really is the ultimate introduction to Shavuos. That's what the Yom Matan Torah Seinu is all about, that the celebration of our life. This is Kavua, this is the most important part of our life, for the very simple reason, because this is the way and the only way that you can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and become a greater person. The only way, there is no other way. Simple as that. Says the Gemara, V'omer Rabba Chana Rabbi Yechana Mishim Rivi Reloi Boy or Reish Eloi Kedeiris HaRishayinim Deiris HaAchrayinim. Again, there's a disparity, a difference between the first, the early generations, and the later generations. They used to deliberately bring them in through the door of the house in order to make themselves chayv b'maisa. But doyos achrayim machnisim peyreisayim derech gagois, derech hatzeirois, derech karfifois. Why do they do that? Kedei the potrom and a meister. Now, is there anything technically, halachically wrong with that? They're not halachically wrong, but it's not just a very, it reflects also a certain type of attitude. Remember, we discussed this with Pesach Sheni. Are you trying to look for Pturim or are you trying to look for Chiyuhim? Pesach Sheni was people looking for the extra mile, not less, more. These people were looking for less. The Omer Rabbi Yanai, Eina Tevel Mischayev B'Maiseh, Achiro Pnei Abayis. Tevel is only Mischayev B'Maiseh if you actually bring it through the door. Shenema Bo'arti HaKadosh Ben Habayis, V'Yichlam Afilu Chotzer Kevas. He holds even a Chotzer is also establishes the Chiyuv Shenema Bo'ochru Bish'orecho V'Soveyu. Okay. Got time for more? Yes. Zos the Gemara. Chutz Min HaYayin. So we said all priests, all Peiros HaOretz, what's halacha? Borei pri or eitz. Besides for yayin, says the Gemara, Maishno yayin. Why is yayin different? If you're going to tell me because it changed for the better, wasn't it? It changed for the better because wine is considered more prestigious than grapes, from whom they are a derivative. If that's the reason, bishum the ishtani leiluya, because they change for the better, therefore ishtani lebracha, they change, they've changed the bracha as well. It's not true. Bahare shemen. What about oil? Ishtani leiluya veloy ishtani lebracha. Shemen is also considered more prominent than the olive from which they came, And yet, the bracha doesn't change. How do I know it doesn't change? Dom v'loyishtani nebracha. Dom arvila mashmur chen arvitzak arv yichlan shemen zayis mevarchin ala bore prihoitz. So you see that there's no special bracha to reflect the upgraded status of the shemen. So why should a special bracha for the upgraded status of wine? Says the Gemara, one moment. Omri, they said, hasa mishum delay efsha. There, there's no possibility of change in the bracha. What should they make a bracha? What should they say? Heichin navrich. What do you want them to make a bracha? Navrich, borei pri hazayis. If they say, just like borei pri, I guess borei pri hazayis, that doesn't make sense. Why not? Because the peira is guf hazayis. Ikri. What is the fruit called? The zayis. So what's the pri of the zayis? The wine. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create wine. What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create?
Shemen.
The Shemen, excuse me. That was man-made, so it doesn't make any sense to make Boyer pre-Zayas. The Zayas is not the tree. The Zayas is the fruit. So if you say pre-Zayas, what are you referring to? The Shemen. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't create that. V'navrich oleo Boyer pre-eight Zayas. Says the Gemara, okay, but I've got another choice. So say, I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for creating what? The fruit of the olive tree, not of the olive. And that would make perfect sense. That's just like Borei Pri HaGafen. So don't tell me that there's no option on the table. There jolly well is an option, and yet, we don't do that. So what does that show me? That just because something is upgraded, and it changes, not a reason to change the bracha. So we still don't understand, why does Yain have a special bracha? Says the Gemara. Elo Oma Mazutra Chamra Zayin. Mishchaloi Zayin Chamra. What does Zayin mean?
Sustains.
Sustains as nutritional value. Mishcha doesn't. Really? Or Mishchaloi Zayin? It's not considered food. But Tanan, we have learned. Hanoide mina mozoin. If someone makes the neder not to benefit from food, mozoin, then muta b'mayim u'b'melach. You can have mayim u'melach, but it's not considered food. V'havin on which we ask, mayim u'melach, who do ikri mozin? But ha kol mili ikri mozin. It sounds like everything else would be categorized as food and cannot therefore be eaten because it's included in the neder. Why is that problematic? Neim etam etziyufta d'rabba shmol gomri eim mevorachin boinim minim mizoynes elo. They say you only make boirim in a mezoinos from hey minim. What does that show me? That all other foods are not mozoin. If all other foods are not mozoin, so if I make a neder not to have mozoin, I should have everything, just not the hey minim. But Amar Ravuna, Ravuna answered, no, but Oimer Kol has done olai. That's different. Mozoin includes everything. You say Kol has done. Has done is specifically referring to everything. Which is Asa, and Maim and Melach are therefore the only exceptions. So what do you see from that? The oil, however, it might not be considered Mozin as it were, but it's called Zon, it's called food. Alma, Mishcha, Zayin. So I see that Mishcha is also, oil is also considered food. So again, don't tell me that wine is food and Zayis isn't. Oil isn't. Elo chamra tzoid. Wine is not just food, but it sustains you. It's going to party out.
Satisfies
you. Mishcha loy tzoid. For chamra mi tzoid? Does chamra really satisfy you? I'm a rover. I'm a shasta chamra kol mali yem de pisa. So rover used to spend all day erev Pesach drinking wine. Why? Keicha denigre leila libe. In order that his heart should become hungry, the nechol matzah tvei. In order to be able to eat more matzah in the night. So you see that what? That wine does not satisfy you. In fact, does the exact opposite. Makes you hungry. So tomorrow depends how much. Tuva, paradoxically, if I have a lot of it, then gorir. That drags out your appetite and makes you hungry. But purta, so it. You just have a little bit of it, then indeed makes you satisfied, and that's it's chashivas, and that's why I make a bracha. Umi so it klal. One second, is it really true that it satisfies you at all? Wine rejoices, gladdens a person.
Yisod.
So lechem satisfies. What's the diuk? Sounds like nahama. Who decides? Sounds like nahama, which means bread. Bread satiates. Chamra lo yisod. That's what it sounds like.
No.
Elo chamra is beitarati. Chamra has two aspects to it. It's soid and also umasameach. The namo is just misat soid to muchiloi misameach. So when the pasuk says that bread satisfies, it didn't mean to say as opposed to wine which doesn't. It meant that bread only satisfies, but it doesn't gladden. Doesn't make you besimcha, whereas wine not only does it satisfy, it also is misameach. Yochi says the Gemara, Navrechole Shalosh Brachis. So why don't we make Shalosh Brachis? In other words, why don't we bench on yain if it really satiates you? Says the Gemara, no, Loikovi Inish Suda Sayu, because you're not normally Kaveh Suda on it. Remember, we saw in the Rishonim that if you would be Kaveh Suda, at least B'dieved, the bracha benching would work on wine. Omelay Rav Nachman, Mayutza Rav E. Kovi Rav Estuda Seah. What means if you were Kaveh Estuda? My? Omelay, we'll worry about that when we get there. Lechashayavoy Eliyahu Meyoyma. You have a Kaveh Estuda. So we'll wait for Eliyahu Novi to work out. Maybe it'll be a Kaveh Estuda. But Hashta, at the moment, anybody who makes a wine party and has nothing else, Hashta Mia, at least for now, Botla Daitoy Eitzel Kol Odom, is considered unusual. Botla Daitoy, what does Botla Daitoy mean? That's abnormal. If we don't have to entertain abnormal shilas, and even if he does do it, we would say, sorry, that's not the normal, therefore he wouldn't bench. Alright, we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, after Shavuos, which I guess will be next Tuesday morning, well, we'll begin with finishing our Chazara to Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and then we'll begin with the new Gemara on Rav Yehuda Maraf Tzlaf Shel Aron LeBechutz La'aretz, which is where we left off last time.